It's always a joy to be with you folks.
每次来到你们当中都很快乐。
And today is a wonderful day for us to gather together as we end the month of October.
今天是十月的最后一天，真的非常高兴来到一起和大家在一起。
I'm always amazed at how quickly the seasons go by.
我总是每日夜这个季节的变化太快，我总是感到很惊奇。
As we gather together, we're going to look at a sermon called the Red Sea Rules.
今天我们在一起聚会，我们正道的题目是红海规则。
And the first rule that we have when we're facing Red Sea situations is to realize that God means for you to be where you are.
我们今天要说的红海规则的第一条就是，我们得意识到，我们所处的状况其实都是神的心意。
Here's a picture of my wife and I in 1977.
这是我和我太太1977年的一张照片。
I had more hair back then.
那时候我头发比现在多。
We had this great dream of going to Chicago.
我们有一个非常伟大的梦，要去芝加哥。
And I was headed out there to go to a seminary.
我去芝加哥去读神学院。
We had saved up $1,000.
我们攒了1000块。
And we packed up a truck and off we went to Chicago.
我们把东西都放到搬运那个货车上，我们就开到芝加哥去了。
But as the autumn passed by, my wife had a job for $5 an hour.
秋天慢慢来临，我太太找了一个每小时挣5块钱的工作。
So guess what happened to our savings?
你们猜猜我们的积蓄发生什么变化
？They got lower and lower and lower.
越来越少。
The winter of 1978 was really bad.
1978年的冬天非常非常糟糕。
There was several blizzards that happened in Chicago that year.
那年芝加哥有好几场的风暴雪。
And on Friday, January 12th was one of the worst.
1月12号的周五是最糟糕的一天。
My wife and I had, she had gone to work and I had gone to seminary.
我太太去工作，我去神学院。
And by 12 noon, there was about 20 inches of snow on the ground.
中午的时候，地上已经有20寸的雪积雪。
I got a ride home with a friend.
我搭了一个朋友的便车回家。
But my wife started to make her way home about 12 o'clock that day.
我太太12点钟的时候开始开车回家。
There is a condition called white out.
有一种状况叫做白茫茫一片。
And that means the snow is blowing so hard that you can't see the front of your car.
就是雪在你面前飘过来飘过去，你看不见车前面的一点情形。
And my wife said, "This is crazy. I don't know where I'm going."
我太太说这是。太不可思议了，我都不知道我在开往哪。
So she stopped, and she actually stopped right before she would have hit someone.
她就停下来了。事实上她停下来正巧没有撞到前面的车。
A second later, a car hit her on the side.
几秒钟之后，一个车就把她撞了。
She got out and got the name of that fellow, and then got back in her car.
她把那个人的名字记下来，然后又重新回到车里。
And then somebody hit her from behind.
然后马上另外一辆车从他后面撞上来了。
So she never made it home that day.
所以那天他没法开回家。
It just so happened that someone had a snowmobile and was able to take her to a friend's house.
正好那天有个人有一辆雪地摩托，就把她带到他朋友家里。
She called me and said, "Honey, the car is wrecked."
她打电话给我说，亲爱的，这个车没了。
And I can't make it home tonight.
我今天晚上回不去了。
That's when I discovered.That I had an inadequate storm strategy.
这个时候我意识到，对付这种风暴，我其实没有一个准备好的一个策略。
Because that night, the three W's started to overwhelm my spirit.
那天，三个 W 这种问题就在我的心里蔓延开来。
The first W is, why is this happening to me?
第一个 W 的问题就是，为什么这些事发生在我身上？
Lord, we moved all the way out to Chicago, and now we don't have any money, and now we're in a blizzard, and we don't have a car.
主啊，我们 为了你来到芝加哥，现在我们什么也没有，也没有钱，也没有车。
The second W is worry.
第二个 W 就是开始担心。
How am I going to pay our bills and how am I going to buy a new car?
我们怎么去能够付账单？我们怎么能有钱去买一辆车？
And the third W is whining.
第三个 W 就是开始抱怨。
I'm an expert at whining.
我是非常抱怨起来非常专业。
Where are you, God?
神啊，你在哪里？
Did you forget about us?
你忘记我们了吗？
My name is Scott Taylor.
我的名字是 Scott Taylor.
That night was a difficult night for me.
那天晚上对我们是非常痛苦的一个晚上。
I was not prepared to go through this storm.
对经历这场风暴，我一点没有准备好。
But the next day, a friend drove me, and we picked up Kathy, my wife.
第二天，一个朋友接上我们，我们去接上Kathy.
And I looked at the car, and it was smashed.
我看到车是被全毁了。
But it still rolled.
但是车还能继续开。
The following week, the man that hit her in the side gave us $300, and I bought tools and enough Bondo to fix the car.
过几天那个第一次撞车那个人给了我们300块，然后我们买了一些工具，买了一些那个修车的器材。
And the man that hit us from behind, Allstate paid us $1,000 for that.
那个从后面撞我们车的人，他的保险公司 Allstate 付了我们1000块。
The exact amount of money that I needed for the spring semester.
是我春季入学学费，正好要1000块。
We drove that car for 2 more years.
我们又把那辆车开了2年。
You would have been amazed at that car.
你看到那辆车一定会很惊奇。
But as we reflect, God sent us into that storm so that we could see His power and His provision in our lives.
我在想主把我们那天晚上让我们经历那场风暴，是让我们可以体现到他的大能，他的信实。
He had us at the exact place he wanted us to be.
他恰恰是让我们经历过那些地方，在处在那种场景。
Right there in the middle of a storm.
就在那风暴的中心。
Centuries ago, Israel also faced the storm. Oh, by the way, there's a picture of what that winter looked like.
这个是当时的那个雪景照片。多个世纪之前，以色列人遇到同样的情况。
God was the one that led them.To the difficult place at the Red Sea.
是神领他们到红海这些困难的地方。
The pillar that led was better than any GPS we ever had.
这些火柱、云柱是比任何的 GPS 都要准确。
And so God was leading His children out of Egypt to the Promised Land, but He wanted them to be exactly where they were.
主领他们的子民去到他们的应许之地，但是。主也领他们经过这条不是这条直路。
Pharaoh didn't believe this.
法老不相信这些。
He thought they were lost.
法老觉得他们是迷路了。
So he sent his troops out to capture them.
法老派他的军队去抓他们。
So picture this, you can see from this picture here on the horizon are all the chariots.
你们可以看到这张图片，你看到周边的一些战车。
And behind the Israelites is the Red Sea.
在以色列人的后面是红海。
So what do you do when you're between the sword and the sea?
如果你处在刀剑和红海之间，你会做什么？
How do you handle situations that seem impossible for a victory?
你在一种不可能得胜的情况下，你会怎么办？
What we need to do is we need to rely on our God.When we're in the midst of impossible situations,
我们需要做的是，在这种不可能的情况下，我们必须依靠我们的神。
We need to believe with our whole heart that God has us exactly where He wants us to be, even if we're in the middle of a storm.
我们必须全身心的来相信，即使我们现在今天的任何的这个情况，都是神恰恰让我们所在的这些情况。
So let's look at 4 principles when we face Red Sea situations.
所以让我们来看一下面对应付红海情形我们的四个原则。
The first is that Red Sea situations are inevitable.
第一个规则是红海情形是不可避免的。
John, if you could read those two verses.
圣经两节圣经这里面，第一个是彼得前书四章一到四章十二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事。第二段圣经是约翰福音十六章三十三节。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界，你们可以放心。
It is a broken world. Everything in life is broken.
这个世界是破碎的世界，其中的一切都是破碎的。
So don't think it's strange when you encounter Red Sea situations.
我们所有的人有红海情形的这种经历，其实一点也不奇怪。
We actually are commanded to have joy and cheer in the brokenness.
其实神命令我们，即使在破碎不堪当中，我们也应当有开心和喜乐。
So let me make a prediction today.
所以我今天来做个预测。
You are either in a Red Sea situation or you're headed into one shortly.
你们现在正在一个红海经历当中，或者今天没有，也会即将遇到一个。
My guess is that many of you today, if I were to talk to you personally, would say, I'm in one right now.
我猜测我如果我们今天私下交流的话，你们今天正在经历一个红海经历。
Many times these Red Sea situations happen unexpectedly and quickly.
任何红海情形发生的时候都是很突然，不可预测。
A few years ago, I did a funeral for a man that I had known for 30 years.
几年前我一个认识一个很多年的一个老人，我主持他的追思礼拜。
And the funeral was to occur the Monday after Easter.
追思礼拜是复活节的后面的周一。
And we had printed programs for this, so we knew exactly how this was going to happen.
我们把这个追思礼拜的流程单都打印出来了，所以知道是哪些人做哪些事。
And one of the young men, a grandson of this man, was supposed to read at the funeral.
一个年轻人是这个老人的孙子，他应该去读圣经。
But on Easter night, he was riding his motorcycle and he hit some sand and he had a crash.
复活节的晚上，他骑摩托车回家，摩托车打滑在沙上，他就摔倒了。
And we received word on Easter night that Charlie was fighting for his life.
复活节晚上我们收到消息，查理这个年轻人一直在抢救他的生命。
And his mother sent a note for the funeral service, and she said, "We have just been reminded that life can change on a dime."
他母亲给我们一个消息，就是说让我们知道，他真的经历，生活真的是能够瞬息万变。
Here are some of the Red Sea situations that we can encounter in life.
这是一些各种各样的红海的我们能够面临到的红海问题。
Disconnected relational.
各种的关系不和。
Is there someone that you're having a hard time connecting with?
你遇到一些你现在一些关系当中你觉得很难相处的吗？
Could be somebody in your home.
可能是在家里，你的家里。
Could be somebody at work.
在你的公司。
Could be somebody in the church.
在教会。
But there are disconnections that happen frequently in life.
在这个生活当中有各种各样的不同的关系都有不和谐的地方。
Then there's financial stress.
财务压力。
You know, I just don't know how people are making it these days with now inflation being so high.
现在这个通货膨胀这么高，我也不知道大家怎么都过来的。
Then there's prodigal children.
不听话的孩子，浪子。
And prodigal children can...put you into a crisis faster than anything on earth.
浪子可能让你生活就是更快最快的能够一塌糊涂。
Failing health.
身体状况不佳。
You know, I notice in the morning now when I get up, my hands are stiff.
今天早上起来的时候，我看我的手就比较硬，比较。
So my wife and I exercise every morning just to get moving. Otherwise, we'd walk around like this all day.
我和我太太天天早上都要去训练去操练去走路，这样的话我们以后不会就驼着背走路。
We all have aches and pains that remind us of the storms we face.
我们都有各种各样的疼痛经历来让我们体验到我们正在经历这些。
That's also nagging, and then problems at work.
慢慢的衰老，工作中遇到的问题。
You could fill in your blank, but there are many, many Red Sea situations that we face.
这个空上你可以填到你自己的遇到的红海问题，但是确实是有各种各样的。
But to be forewarned is to be forearmed.
但是预先警告是让我们会预先准备好。
You know they're coming.
你知道他们会来的。
You better get ready.
你最好做好准备。
Let's go to the second principle, that Red Sea situations occur because we're following God.
第二条规则是红海情形是因为我们跟随神而发生的。
So the question is, how did they end up in this situation between the sword and the sea?
所以请大家想一想，为什么以色列人到了红海，在红海和刀剑之中？
And the reason is because God led them there.
这个原因是神让他们这样的。
You can see the land of Goshen at the top left.
你看左上角。
And they should have taken that path towards the land of the Philistines.
他直接中间那个直接黑线那个可以直接就走过去。
But God said, "No, I want you to make a right-hand turn."
神说不，你要先右转，红线那部分。
So it was actually God, by the pillar of fire, that led them to where they were.
其实是神用火柱领着他们走了，走上了这段路。
There's a huge misconception that goes on in the hearts of many people.
现在很多人有一种误区，有个很大的误区。
They think that they're in the middle of a problem because they have sinned.
因为我们犯罪，所以我们才会遇到这些困难。
That is sometimes true.
有的时候这是正确的。
But it's also true that God can lead you into the middle of a problem.
有的时候也是神恰恰想领你去那些困难、有挑战的时候。
What did Jesus say to his disciples before the storm?
耶稣基督在海浪来之前对他的门徒说了些什么
？He said, "Guys, get in the boat. We're going to the other side."
上船，我们去到另外一边去。他是这样说的。
He knew the storm was coming.
他知道风暴要来。
They were right in that boat because that's exactly where Jesus wanted them to be.
因为耶稣基督想他们在船里，所以那么他那个那些时候他们就站在船里。
He wanted to reveal.His power in the middle of a storm.
他想在这种风暴中、风暴的当中启示他的大能。
And that's exactly what he did.
这就是他恰恰做的。
And so they said, "Who is this?"
所以他们门徒们说，这人是谁呀？
They got a new glimpse of the power of Jesus in the middle of that storm.
在这个风暴当中，他们真的是体现到、领略到神的大能，耶稣基督的大能。
And so will you.
你们也会这样。
When you confess that I'm in this storm because God wants me here, that's your opportunity to learn a new aspect of God's power.
如果我们承认是神让我们领我们到这些困难的情形，我们就会有更多的力量和信心来让我们成长。
Whatever that situation is that is so difficult right now.
不管我们现在遇到什么样的情况，是非常非常多么的困难。
Say to the Lord.Lord, I'm ready to learn.
和神说，主啊，我愿意去学习我的功课。
I'm ready to see an amazing deliverance that you're going to provide.
我愿意去见到你要给我们那种不可思议的那种能力。
This stops us from blaming God and maximizes our learning.
这样才能更多的以最好的心态来得到我们该学的功课。
The third.Is that Red Sea situations give our faith an opportunity to grow?
第三条规则就是红海情形让我们的信心得以成长。
We have a choice to make when we are in Red Sea situations.
面对这些红海困难的情形的时候，其实我们是有选择的。
You can respond with the three W's.
你可以三个 W 这种形式来回应。
Why me?
为什么是我？
Worry,
担心
or whining,
那个抱怨
But what God wants to do is to transform those.
神想做的是改变这些
with a faith response.
是用信心的来回应
Instead of saying why, we need to say what do you want to teach me?
与其说为什么是我，还不如说神啊，你要我学到什么？
Even if God were to explain to you his why, you wouldn't get it.
主即使神即使向你解释他为什么，其实你也不太会明白。
Because his ways are so much higher than our ways.
因为他的道路远高于我们的道路。
Instead of worry, though, we need to replace it with worship.
与其担心，我们应该更多来敬拜神。
Have you ever thought about worshiping in the middle of a storm?
你曾想过在风暴当中来敬拜神吗？
We naturally don't think that that's a great time to do it, but it really is.
我们自然的想法就是那个不是敬拜神的好时候，但是那确实是敬拜神的好时候。
And instead of whining, how about if we replace that with witness?
与其是抱怨，我们应当来做神的见证。
Lord, I am going to give your name glory in the middle of this storm.
主啊，在这场风暴当中，我们要见证你的荣耀。
I'm going to testify that you are a faithful God, and you're going to protect me between the sword and the sea.
主啊，我们要来见证你的信实的神，因为你要在这些红海和刀剑之中来拯救我们。
Those are the choices we need to make.
这些是我们应当做的选择。
I learned this the hard way.Many years ago in Kitui, Kenya.
许多年前在肯尼亚基图伊，我学到了一个很好的功课。
I had breakfast at a pastor's house.
我在一个牧师家吃了早餐。
And when you go to a third world country, these folks give you their food.
当你来到一个第三世界国家的时候，当地的人真的是热情，给你很多很多他们的食物。
They're going to go hungry because they want to feed you.
因为他们经常挨饿，所以他们真的是想把你喂饱。
And I said to the pastor and his wife, "You don't need to feed us. We're overweight anyhow."
我对那个牧师和师母说，你不用再给我们吃的了，因为我们都是体重有点过了。
But they insisted on putting food before us.
但是还是他们还把食物放在桌上。
And it was some eggs which were cooked, which were fine.
有些是那个做好的鸡蛋。
But then there was a tomato aside of it.
但是旁边有一些西红柿。
That wasn't cooked.
这个西红柿没有煮熟。
And I knew that that was dangerous.
我知道那可能是有些危险。
But I didn't want to offend my host.
但我不想冒犯我的主人，我的这个。
So I ate the tomato.
所以吃了这个西红柿。
At 2 o'clock that afternoon, I left the training.
下午2点钟的时候，我离开了这个训练基地。
And I was running back to our hotel.
我就一路跑回我的酒店。
Whenever you see a white bald pastor running, things are not good.
你看到一个白人的秃顶的牧师在跑，事情不太妙。
And I got really, really sick.
我非常非常病得厉害。
And to describe our hotel, it was a cinder block room with a 40 watt light bulb.
再描述一下我们的酒店是 Pascal, could you say it one more time?
It was a wall with bricks and a single 40 watt light bulb.
就是周边都是砖墙，上面就是一个40瓦的电灯。
On a mattress that was probably 20 years old.
那个床垫大概是有二十年了。
With no screens, just bars on the window.
这些是我们当时酒店的情况。
So I was in a miserable place, feeling miserable.
所以我在一个这种糟糕的地方，真的是身体上感受也特别糟糕。
So I had some choices to make.
其实是我是有选择的。
I started off without any faith.
我一开始是没有任何信心。
Why me, God?
为什么是我？
You send me 8,000 miles to get sick in Kenya.
你派我行8000里到肯尼亚，就是为了得病吗？
I could have been sick in Connecticut.
我在康州也可以得病。
And then I started to worry, who's going to do the teaching here?
然后我就开始着急，谁来做这种教导的工作呢？
And then the whining happened, and it was bad, bad whining.
然后这个抱怨就开始了，这个抱怨真的是非常非常糟糕的抱怨。
And that occurred from Tuesday afternoon until Wednesday morning about 10 o'clock.
从星期二的下午一直到星期天早上大概10点多钟一直在抱怨。
And then I decided, you know what, I'm going to have faith.
然后我决定我得有信心。
I'm going to trust that God is in the middle of this storm.
我得相信神其实是在这场风暴的中心。
And I decided to start worshiping God.
我决定开始敬拜神。
And I started singing, Great is thy faithfulness.
我开始唱神的信实广大。
And I sang it as loud as I could possibly sing.
我尽我的全力唱这首歌。
I'm sure the whole village of Kitui heard me singing in my room.
我相信基督与这个村所有的人都听到我在屋里唱这个歌。
But amazing, something amazing happened in the middle of that song.
在这个唱歌的那个过程当中不可思议的事情发生了。
I sensed the presence of God in that room.
我感受到神在那个房间里与我同在。
And when I was in the presence of God, the tears just started flowing down my face.
神与我同在的时候，我的眼泪不由自主地流下我的脸。
And my heart was so strengthened by that encounter with Jesus.
我与耶稣基督相遇，我得到了巨大无比的力量。
That when I reflected at the end of the year, I said that the best day of the whole year was that afternoon with Jesus in my room.
当年底我反思的时候，那天下午与耶稣基督相遇，是我那年最美好、最美妙的时光。
God took me from Connecticut to Kenya so that He could visit with me in that room.
神把我从康州带到肯尼亚，是因为他想在那个房间里与我同在。
Do you realize that in your Red Sea situation, He wants to manifest Himself in your life?
你明白？在你们遇到的红海情形当中，神是想，真的是和你在一起。
He wants you to have faith so that you can grow in the middle of your storm.
他想希望你有信心，这样你在风暴当中可以增强成长。
Let's go on to our fourth principle.
那我们来到看第四个规则。
In Red Sea situations, make faith declarations.
遇到红海情形下，做出信心的宣告。
There is power when we declare and confess biblical truth.
当我们宣告圣经的真理的时候，是有力量、有能力的。
Andrew Murray was a pastor from South Africa.
穆安德利是一个南非的牧师。
And once he faced a terrible Red Sea situation in his life.
他在一生当中遇到一些很困难的红海情形。
So he went to his study, and there, after a long time of quietness, he wrote down what he sensed God telling him.
他来到他的书房，安静了很长时间之后，然后他写下了神让他所写下的这些。
The first thing he wrote is, "Let me say, I am here."
第一件事说的是我在这里，让我宣告我在这里。
He believed that God brought him into that trial.
他相信神是带到他来到这个试炼的当中。
And then he declared.
然后他宣告。
That he was there by God's appointment.
他在那个地方是有神的安排。
He also said, he is there in his keeping.
他还说到。他在那个地方是因为有神的保守，在神的保守当中。
God cares for you.
神也同样的关心你们。
You're in His keeping.
你也在神的保守当中。
In 1 Peter 5:7 it says, "Cast all of your cares on the Lord, for He cares for you."
彼得前书五章里面说到，把所有的忧愁给神，因为神关心你。
In the middle of those terrible circumstances, we need to declare, "God, I'm in Your keeping."
在这些非常痛苦的当中，我们应该意识到，我们应该宣告，神是在保守我们。
And then he wrote, "Under His training."
然后他写到，经神的操练。
This is your opportunity to learn, like you've never learned before.
这个是其实是你以前从来没有经历过的，可以学到的很多功课的地方。
When we go through these difficult situations, we seem to learn. 10 times more than when everything's going well.
相比于风平浪静的时候，其实我们经历这种困难的时候，其实我们学的比那些时候要多十倍。
And then for His time.
按照神的时候。
You need to declare that God's in control of the situation.
你得意识到 神是在掌管这一切。
God brought you into this, and God's going to bring you out.
神把你带到这些困难当中，也会把你带出。
But we don't know when.
但我们不知道时间。
But what we're going to do is we're going to declare, Lord, in your time, bring us through.
所以我们能做的就是我们向神宣告，主啊，是由你的时间来掌管。
And I am going to faithfully wait until your time.
我们就是耐心的等，有信心的等待，你帮我带出这个环境。
To go to the heart of the matter of rule number one.
所以再回到第一法则的核心。
You have to be in a relationship with Jesus.
你必须得有和神耶稣基督有个 个人关系。
The gospel applies to this because we believe that Jesus died and rose again and now by his Holy Spirit is in our lives.
我们因为福音我们相信神降世十字架受死为我们得救，他的圣灵与我们同在。
We have a personal relationship with the living God.
我们和活生生的神是一种个人的关系。
And as we go through these storms, that personal relationship needs to be experienced.
在我们经历这些困难的时候，那些与神的个人关系就会得到加强。
Let me just share in closing how this impacted us over the past year.
最后我想来分享一下，在这个过去的一年中，这些怎么能够帮助影响我们。
3 years ago, we declared that it was our intention to transition from full-time ministry to retirement.
三年前我们决定就是我们从全职的服事教会变成这个退休。
And because we lived in a parsonage, we were going to need to buy a house.
因为居住的关系，我们想去买一个新房子。
So the plan was, in the last 3 quarters of a year, we would start looking for a house.
所以方法是就是那年的最后三个季度，我们想去找一个开始找房子。
We started our search in the fall.2019. And we didn't find anything that was close to what we sensed God wanted us to buy.
但是我们找半天也没有看到任何神想让我们。
But no problem. We have 2020, the spring of 2020, to look for a new house.
但是没关系，2020年春天我们还可以接着再找。
Well, everyone remembers what happened the second week in March of 2020.
但是大家可能都记得2020年3月份发生了什么。
Everything shut down.
所有的事情全关掉了。
People weren't showing houses. Realtors weren't even talking to us.
没有人去看房子。这个至少这个房地产的这个 agent 也不来找我们。
They said there's nothing on the market.
他们说市场没有任何房子。
So I started to worry.
所以开始着急。
What are we going to do?
我们要该怎么做呢？
Well, God spoke to me in a dream.
神在梦里对我说话。
And I don't have frequent dreams from God.
我通常不太经常有神在梦里和我说话。
Maybe in my lifetime, 10.
我的一生当中也可能就十次吧。
But this was a distinct dream from God.
这其实是一个独特的来自神的梦。
In which he said to me 3 times, oh no, oh my.
他跟我说了3次，哦不，哦神啊。
And when I woke in the morning, he said,Honey, God spoke to me last night. He wants me to go back and look at a sermon that I preached in 2017.
我对我醒来之后，我对我太太说，神要我去跟我说话，他要我去找三年之前我证道的一份证道。
So I said I need to go back to my office today and have my quiet time there.
所以我今天得去我的办公室，得到我在那边去安静一下。
And she said she would have her quiet time at home.
他说他也在家里有他自己的安静时间。
I went back, put in my search, oh no, oh my, immediately came up, May 17th, 2017, the sermon.
我到办公室之后就开始在电脑上找，2017年5月17号，我用那个 oh no, oh my 这个一找就找到了那当天的这个证道。
And that sermon happened to be on this topic of the Red Sea rules.
那个正道也是关于这个同样的题目，这个红海法则的。
And rule five was stay calm and confident and wait for God to work.
红海法则第五条当时写Pastor Scott 写到，保持冷静和自信，让神有时间做工。
My wife was having her quiet time at home and reading the book Red Sea Rules.
我太太在家里安静的时候也正在读红海规则这本书。
That morning, the Lord whispered to her, rule number five, stay calm and confident and wait for God to work.
那天早晨，神也在她耳边对她说，红海法则的第五条就是，
Sorry, John.
保持冷静和自信，让神有时间做工。
When I came home, she said, how was your quiet time, honey?
当我回到家中，她问我的是，你今天的安静时间如何？
I said, it was the best. The Lord spoke to me.
她说是我最好的时光之一，神和我说话了。
And she said, well, what did he tell you?
神跟你说什么呢？
Be calm, stay confident, and wait for God to work.
保持冷静和自信，让神有时间做工。
And she went, oh my word, that's the same thing he taught me this morning.
她惊异到，这是神也跟我说同样的话，这天早上。
That day, at 10 o'clock, we had an appointment with a realtor.
那天十点钟的时候，我们和一个房地产有个约会。
To see this house.
看这个房子。
We walked into this house, and we said, "This is the one."
我们一走进这个房子就知道，这是我们想要的。
2 hours later, we put a bid in.
两个小时之后，我们给了一个。
1 hour later, we had the house.
一个小时之后，我们就得到了这个房子。
Absolutely a miracle of God.
绝对是神的一个神迹。
We were in a crisis.
我们在一个危机当中。
We were in a storm.
我们在一个风暴当中。
We had no options for the future.
我们对前途没有任何选择。
And God, in 3 hours, did the impossible.
神在三个小时内完成了不可能完成的事情。
Whatever your Red Sea situation today,
不管你的红海情形今天是怎么样，
God put you there for a reason.
神把你放到那儿，一定有他的原因。
Open your ears, open your eyes, open your heart.
开你的耳，开你的眼，开你的心。
He wants to reveal himself to you.
他想向你显现。
Have faith in him.
对他有信心。
Lord, life is difficult.
主啊，生活是有磨难的。
There are so many problems and challenges that we face.
在我们面前有各种各样的困难和挑战。
But we thank you that you're a God who's always close by our side.
主啊，但是感谢你一直与我们同在。
We thank you for this story of the Israelites.
感谢你有以色列人的历史。
That you took from panic and moved them to praise.
你把他们从惊慌恐惧到赞美。
I pray that you would do this with every person in this room.
我祷告你也给在座的所有的人。
That every person that finds themselves in a very difficult situation, they would worship you.
每个人在遇到各种各样的困难的时候，都能够敬拜你。
Lord, in the midst of our storms, show yourself strong.
主啊，在我们经历这些风暴当中，主啊，显示你的力量。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。